From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump on Monday led a moment of silence at the White House to remember the victims of Sunday night's shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada. 58 people were killed, 515 wounded. It was the worst mass shooting in American history. Police say 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada, opened fire on a crowd of more than 22,000 people attending a country music show. Paddock shot from a hotel room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, located across the street from the outdoor concert. Police and federal investigators still don't know why he did it, nor does his family. This is his brother, Eric Paddock.
If he'd have killed my kids, I couldn't be more dumbfounded. I mean, I can show you the text. He said, how's mom?
On Monday, President Trump addressed the nation about what he called this terrible, terrible attack.
It was an act of pure evil. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are working closely with local authorities to assist with the investigation, and they will provide updates as to the investigation and how it develops.
Police said they went into the shooter's hotel room and found him dead. They believe that Paddock killed himself. Police found at least 10 rifles in his room. Other reports say there were 19. The U.S. Senator Dean Heller, who represents Nevada, called the shooting a senseless and horrifying act of violence. This is VOA News. More than 16 people are reported dead in twin suicide attacks on a police station in Syria's capital, Damascus. Syria's interior minister told reporters that two, quote, terrorists attacked the police station in the Al-Midan neighborhood of Damascus with a number of bombs on Monday before one of them blew himself up. The other bomber made it inside the compound where police killed him, causing his bomb to explode. There has been no claim of responsibility. Movement in Cameroon's two English-speaking regions remains restricted following deadly unrest Sunday as activists took to the streets demanding independence. Local media report as many as a dozen people were gunned down by security forces. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports for VOA from the city of Bamenda.
An uneasy calm reigned Monday in Bamenda, a city of 500,000 in northwestern Cameroon. The military was deployed to Bamenda and other towns to stop Anglophone separatist groups from declaring independence on October 1st as threatened. Under government restrictions, no one can enter or leave the northwest and southwest regions of the country. Within those regions, people cannot move outside in groups of more than three. However, on Sunday, tens of thousands of people across the two English-speaking zones defied the restrictions and came out to rally for independence. Separatist groups did not declare independence, but their supporters hoisted the blue and white flag of their would-be nation called Ambazonia in road junctions and some public buildings. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Bamenda.
A roadside bomb in Iraq has killed an American service member and wounded one other. The bomb struck the American's vehicle late Sunday as they were traveling in a convoy north of Tikrit. And the top story of the day, police in Las Vegas, Nevada, say a man opened fire on a country music concert late Sunday, killing at least 58 people and wounding more than 515 others. It is the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Police identified the shooter as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a white male from Mesquite, Nevada. They entered the man's hotel room and found him dead. They believe Paddock killed himself. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.